Are you ready for it to come back on Sunday night? Junior MasterChef, been a long time since we've seen the kids put their cooking prowess to the test, but there's a man who can get the best out of them. Well, I hope he can. It's Andy Allen, who is one of the three fantastic judges involved with the show, and he joins me this morning. Andy, welcome. How are you, mate?
G'day. Good, Bilko. How are you, mate?
I am excellent. I'm just thinking, MasterChef is in the can and been successful, and do you need a rest? I mean, did you just roll straight into this junior version?
Pretty much. It was never part of the plan. However, with COVID and that, and the success, I suppose, of what just happened in Back to Win, it seemed like the right thing to do. So I came back to Sydney for a couple of weeks and then was straight back down to Melbourne to shoot Junior.
Yeah, Junior MasterChef. How long has it been since we've seen that version on our screens?
How long do you reckon?
5, 6 years?
9 years, mate. Yeah, 9 years. It ran, I think, from memory in between season two and season three of MasterChef 9 years ago.
And look, I've looked at the overseas versions with Gordon Ramsay, and you think, oh, why would they put him on a kid show? Because but he just deals with the kids beautifully, and I'm assuming, I mean, you guys have been nice anyway through the original, MasterChef series.
Yeah.
I mean, look, can I just say congratulations taking on the mantle of making the show all about cooking.
Yeah, cheers, mate. I think MasterChef is just such a huge brand around the world, and I think there was a lot of focus on how we would go as judges. But really, if we weren't horrible at it, it was going to be a test, because the brand MasterChef and the cooking show MasterChef is bigger than any host or any talent that walks through the door. So we were lucky that people enjoyed watching us on screen. But as you say, mate, if there's no good food, no one's going to be interested.
Yeah, that's right. So with Junior MasterChef, I mean, the kids themselves are incredible. How do you go about treating them differently to the adults? Is it a different process?
I wouldn't say it's a different process. It's just, treat them differently, yes, but the aim of the game is to give feedback and make each kid better. But you just need to be sensitive that they are children, and you need to get to know them. Same with adults, and same with, chefs in my kitchen. They're all different, and you got to really treat them all as individuals. And how do you get the best out of those individuals with them being different people? It's the exact same with kids. So, but as I said, at the end of the day, we want to make them better. So there's constructive feedback from day one.
Yeah. Do you think a lot of these kids are pushed into this by parents, or they've got parents in the restaurant game? Or are they true home cooks who just like to dabble?
No, it's honestly, family's a big part of it. I think that's kind of where your introduction to food comes from, is family having interest in food and culture as well, I think, is a big part of it. However, mate, the kids were just so stoked to be on there. There was no, I've been pushed by my parents. It was just it was something that they've grown up with. These kids are 9 to 14 years old.
Yeah.
Some of them, MasterChef is older than them, for the majority of them. So they've grown up watching this show, and then for them to be a part of it, it was just, smiles from day one, and smiles right through to the end. Mm.
Now, it starts 7:30 Sunday night. It'll be brilliant. Who's impressed you so far? You're probably down the track. You might have the series in the can, I don't know. But what has impressed you about some of the kids we're going to see?
Mate, it's all about their confidence. I knew that they'd be able to cook some good dishes, but it was the way that they handled themselves in the kitchen. I would say they handled the pressure better than adults. I don't know if it's just because they're so young that they don't realise, what they can get out of it or what, but, mate, there was just so much confidence. They would you walk up to their bench, and no matter, what the situation was, their dish would roll off their tongue. They get into it. Even if you question them, they just keep on going. It was amazing to see. And as I said, they did it better than the adults in terms of dealing with the pressure.
Any potential chefs for your restaurants down the track, do you think?
100%, mate. Don't you worry. I've got some names in the back book. I'll be calling in a few years for sure.
Yeah.
But that's what was also very comforting for Jock and I, being in the industry, being on the front line in kitchens. It's bloody tough to get chefs and young chefs as well. You don't know the state of what's coming through, and it was just a bit of a sigh of relief because you knew that there still is that passion out there in young kids. And even with the amount of applicants that we got from the show to be a part of the show as a contestant, it was, you kind of feel good about the industry.
And that's pretty important too with what's happened down south and, you know, restaurants moving to takeaway, having been, you know, coping with COVID. Is, I mean, how do you see the future of the chef game and restaurants going forward? If things keep going the way they're going, I mean, can they survive? Is it a viable career alternative?
Yeah, I think you know, we've got a brutal kind of 12 months ahead of us. You know, once JobKeeper wraps up and all that sort of stuff, that's when the real damage is going to be done to the industry. However, I think there's a real respect for the hospitality industry now, a newborn respect. I think everyone really respects and has appreciation for going out for dinner or lunch or breakfast. You know, when it's ripped away from you at the drop of a hat, you know, and people don't know when it's coming back.
Yeah. Andy, you were... You do your own restaurant too, and you said you're about to change your menu. Anything you're stealing from the kids on Junior MasterChef for the...
I don't think it'd be right, would it? As I said, the Black Book's got a few notes in it. Imagine that, somebody coming in straight ripped from the show. I wouldn't be in the good books.
All right. Andy Allen, mate, good luck with... look, mate, all power to you for MasterChef, Junior MasterChef on Sunday night, Channel 10, and I reckon there'll be more series to come. And you said pretty much before the end of the year, you're into the next series of MasterChef, so I don't envy your workload, mate.
Yeah, it's been a big year, especially with what's happened... you know, i.e. COVID and all that sort of stuff as well. But, I mean, these are all good things. Can't complain, and I love a challenge. So let's get it done.
Yeah, it's all about having a gig, mate. Andy Allen from Junior MasterChef and part of that fantastic three-judge crew that will change kids' lives.